بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه سيجزون ما كانوا يعملون. وممن خلقنا أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. والذين كذبوا بآياتنا سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون. وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين. أولم يتفكروا ما بصاحبهم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير مبين. أولم ينظروا في ملكوت السماوات والأرض وما خلق الله من شيء وأن عسى أن يكون قد اقترب أجلهم فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. من يضلل الله فلا هادي له ويذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. And to Allah Ta'ala belongs the most beautiful names, then call him with these names and leave those people who use profanity and cause deviations in his name, and they will be requited for what they do. It is within man that he is aspiring for solutions all the time. When he is confronted with difficulties and situations, then he is looking for exits and solutions. Then man also likes honor, glory and respect. In his naivety, then he looks for these things in the wrong places. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions man that all excellence belongs to him. Honor belongs to him, perfection belongs to him. When it belongs to him, and he is in total control of glory, perfection, excellence, might, then you need to look for this, search for this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is in his control entirely. And then together with the belief that these things belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely, then you beg him for these things. You want an ease to your problems. You want solutions to difficulties. You do not want to be despised amongst people. So you want solutions, you want answers to your problems, then look for them in the right places. And the right place obviously is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for he is in control of this. But when you ask him, then ask him with the most beautiful names, not with the names that you may suggest. Hence, you may say Allah Ta'ala is the Shafi, he is the one that cures all difficulties, all ailments and illnesses. But you will not say that he is the doctor. You will say he brings about cure, and he is the Shafi, he brings about Shifa. But you will not say that he is the doctor or physician. Similarly, you will say Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and he's all-wise. But you will not say that he is very educated and learned. You will not say that. So you will not suggest names of your own. This is how Christians had gone astray. in their naivety, they looked for a name that will be suitable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they found the name Father most suitable. Perhaps they had thought with their limited minds that the father is the most respectable person in a family unit. And number two, the father is the origin where you get your origins from. So hence they began to attribute this name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe initially the name father was used just for the sake of respect, not the physical father was meant. But with the passage of time, then they began to believe that Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, is the biological father. So therefore Allah Ta'ala has corrected this procedure, that all the most beautiful, wonderful names, the names of the most beautiful names of excellence, perfection, glory, all belong to Allah Ta'ala. And the hadith is explained, his names, in the 99 names, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ till the end. So when you call on Allah Ta'ala, then call on Him with these names. So when you call on Him with these names, your belief will be right, and the procedure that you will request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be correct. So then you'll be anticipating the acceptance of your du'as, because you followed right procedure, you have used right words. When you addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will anticipate that your du'as are being answered and accepted. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. And those who use profanity or deviate, bring about deviations in his name, then leave them all alone. They will be requited for what they do. One is the deviations, profanity that was used by the pagans, where they called Allah Ta'ala as the father, or they called him as a partner in godhood. So leave this type of people, for eventually they are going to be punished for this type of behavior of theirs. Similarly, our ulama explain that there are some attributes of Allah Ta'ala that are exclusive with him, like Rahman and Ghaffar and Razzaq, Subhan. These are names that are exclusive with Allah Ta'ala. So to address someone with these names obviously will be incorrect, will be a type of deviation. When a person is Abdul Rahman, then to address him just by Rahman would obviously be incorrect, for this name is exclusive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not supposed to be shared with anybody else. Obviously there are other names that are used for people, and they're used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And this is an exception, like the word Ali, Rashid, Kareem. These are words that can be used for Allah ta'ala and can be used for people as well. That is a different case altogether. But those names that are exclusive with Allah Ta'ala, then you don't address anybody with these names. وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ. Amongst of the people that we have created, there are a people who guide with truth and dispense justice therewith. All aren't alike. There are those that have deviated from the path, but there are those that are looking for guidance and for justice. At all times, it will not be that the entire humanity will go off the course entirely, will go on a deviate, will be deviated altogether, but there will be those people that are looking for the truth all the time, and they will be applying justice to all situations. Those who reject our signs, gradually will we visit them in ways, gradually will we visit them with our punishment in ways that they do not perceive, and we give them respite. Our scheme is mighty and powerful. Sometimes a person is in sin, he is steeped in disobedience, shameless behavior, and yet he prospers. There's a lot of wealth, a lot of comfort that he goes through. Mistakenly he feels that I am chosen and I am liked by Allah Ta'ala, that in spite of my ways, Allah Ta'ala is blessing me so much. But he doesn't realize that when one is sinning and yet he is enjoying comforts, then this is a very discreet trap of Allah Ta'ala. He gradually takes you into punishment in ways that you do not perceive. a very gradual procedure that one cannot even perceive that he's getting into trouble, he's getting into problems. So this is really something to be afraid about. A person is in sin, yet he is in comforts and he is in luxury. That makes him feel that he is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas it is istidraj, a gradual procedure of landing the person into problems and everlasting punishment. And do they not reflect? Their companion is not possessed by madness. He is only an open warner. And do they not see into the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and the things that, and all the things that he has created, and the fact that it is likely that the term is close at hand? Then what will they believe in after all this message and this Quran Sharif that is being recited to you, so profound, so correct, so precise? Then if you're not going to believe in the word of Allah Ta'ala, then what are you going to believe in? The things that Allah Ta'ala wants us to reflect about, the fact that, and their term, in other words, their death may be close at hand. We have lengthy aspirations and lengthy ambitions, and little do we realize that maybe we will not see the next day, we will not see the next minute. So this must be in the top of the mind at any given time. Death may be close at hand. Have I made sufficient preparations and arrangements for that? What arrangements and what preparations have I made for this? Therefore the hadith says, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, the thing that destroys and ends up all pleasures, then bring it to your remembrance, bring it to your mind all the time. It will destroy all that which you are living for, the dreams, the aspirations, the lengthy ambitions and hopes that you have, and it will smash it down completely at his death. So how often do you think about this? مَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And as a consolement to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are those that will not just see the good, they will not want to see the good, they have shut their eyes, blocked their intelligence, don't want to reason any longer. So whom Allah Ta'ala leaves to stray, then there can't be anyone to guide, and he leaves them distracted in their trespasses. And they ask you about Qiyamah, when will it take place? See, its knowledge is with your Rabb, its knowledge is with my Rabb, and it is only he that will reveal the precise time thereof. ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And this information weighs heavy in the heavens and the earth. Death is an individual termination. A termination of an individual is called death. But the termination of the entire universe, all that we see, and that termination of that is called Qiyamah. And you can imagine now how heavy this knowledge and this information will be in the heavens and the earth. Just the fact that we all are coming to an end, so how heavy will be this information? And it will come to them just of a sudden, will it come to them? And they ask you as though you have well researched this matter, this issue about Qiyamah. Say, the knowledge thereof is only with Allah Ta'ala, but most people do not know. Say, I do not own for my own self any good or any harm, but as Allah Ta'ala wills. As far as the good is concerned, as far as harm and calamities are concerned, and I have no control, adversity, prosperity. This is entirely in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. And had I had the knowledge of the unseen, Nabi Sallam is being commanded to declare openly that had I had the knowledge of the unseen, then I would have acquired a lot of good. I would know all the avenues where I can acquire good and all the avenues where I can prevent myself and save myself from harm. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ. And no evil, no harm should have touched me. I am but a warner and a person giving good news for those people who will believe. Allah Pak speaks about Qiyamah, that لَا تَعْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَ. It will come to them just suddenly. The hadith says that a person will roll his garment in order to sell it to his client, and he will not yet conclude the deal and Qiyamah will come. And a person will be raising or lifting a morsel to his mouth, and he would have not brought it yet to his mouth, and Qiyamah will come. A person must have milked his animal, and he will not yet have the chance to drink it, not brought it at home as yet, and Qiyamah will come. It is such a sudden matter. So a small Qiyamah and an individual Qiyamah is death. And the great Qiyamah, that is the termination of all life and the entire universe, is called Qiyamah. So this is what Allah Ta'ala wants us to be in the state of preparedness all the time. That's the